good days?
I totally love any good day.
Good action by
doing something for somebody else.
Everyone is me. Fun. What is prosperity? Everyone is me.
No, I'm just. The question is about karma. Whether it is possible for me to dedicate it to someone else, and they can experience.
That dedication should be to Krishna. The flowing water is to be poured to the root of the tree, not to the leaves. If they are trying to water the leaves, the trees, the branches, the plants, it is uselessly wasted. That is not the system. That's like full star. Full star is to be given to the stomach. If you get a rasgulla and push it in the eyes, it is useless. The eyes will be blind. So that is why they do not know where to give service. They do not know. That you are teaching. That is Krishna teaching. Sarvadharmān prasthāyamāmi kaun sarvam. The people are not ready to serve God. They want to serve here, there, here, there. That is better. It is never successful. It is simply waste. Because you have to pour water in the root. If you serve Krishna, then everyone will serve. And if you don't pour water in the root and pour in the twigs, what will you do? What benefit will you? That is good. They do not know where to get the service. They are misled. They are not. So one must know what is good. If you manufacture good, that is not good. God is all good. Whether your answer is there or not.
It's not very clear for me now.
Why not clear? Why don't you understand this example? If you have to supply food, where do you supply?
Me.
When you eat, why do you supply this hole? Not this hole, not this hole, not this hole, not this hole, not this hole. So many holes there. Why you are supplying to this hole? There are 9 holes in the body. But why you supply particular to this hole? Why? That is the way. If you think any hole, there are many rascals, they say. We have to supply in the whole of the body, so any hole is all right. And that is the scripture. Only hole, māmeka, that is all. These aspects do not understand. They are supplying whole of any hole. And that is all. You have to go through the proper channel, then it will be successful. Otherwise, it will be better. There are so many examples. Yathādharam murati sedhati hāstha yathādharam murati sedhanīna sitpantita-skandha-bhujo-bhusāpā yathā-prāṇo-pāno-pahārāta-dhate-indriyānam tathā sarmāhanam acyute jya. That is fair. But then why Krishna says sarmādharmān prasthāyamāmekam sarmādharmān? Why? Is he needy? Why he says māmekam? Is he beggar? Why he says like that? For your benefit. Because you are misguided. It is for your interest. It is spoiling. Why Krishna is saying māmekam? What is the purpose? Is he hungry? Is he needy? That he says, give it to me only. It is your interest, because you are spoiling. And it gives assurance. Anta, if you think that simply if I supply you, ekam, and if you have all everything, that I may be, you know, I may be sinful. Krishna assures, no. Ahamkara sarva paramitam. If you think so, masucha, there's no need of being worried. Ahamkara sarva paramitam. If you think there will be sin, you can give up everything and say, simply accept that. So I will do it. Is there. But we do not understand. Therefore, we are baffled. This is it. We will not take Vishnu's advice. He shall manifest. That is it. The whole world will be immediately happy if they take Vishnu. Immediately. But there is nothing. This is the imbalance. Why is it? That's Krishna. Somebody says, it is too much. He is asking too much. Mahavikram.
It's the easiest thing he has asked. He's not asked us to break a stone. He has not asked us to build a building. He's just asked us to come to his lotus feet. And that's the easiest thing he has asked.
Yes, that is easiest. God is the Supreme Father. And he advises. If we accept the Supreme Father, in this fashion, we become happy. Why do you manufacture nonsense and aspects? When you suffer. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't become a rascal to change it. That is not the same. People do not understand. They say, why? I can interpret in my own. Why should you interpret it? If you do not agree with Krishna, suppose I do in a, why do you present Bhagavad Gita in the name of Krishna and cheat him and cheat yourself? That you want to stop. You are taking Bhagavad Gita as very learned scholar, very good man, and then going against Krishna. This is good. All of it. It will be other questions in this. So many scholars, so many politicians, so many. They are simply going against Krishna and they present themselves as very good scholars. Therefore, I have become enemy of everyone. Because we are sitting to this point.
But what you say is a basic thing, that
yes.
It's a basic thing.
I'm
taking
Bhagavad Gita.
What he said has to be.
If you lie, you tell, otherwise, go. Well, I don't like. But I must present the real thing. If you want another better thing, then come in. And if you want mixed husband, go and do that. We cannot make any compromise with husband.
There can be no compromise of basic things and traditions.
We cannot.
That is, sometimes it happens with me also. They ask me, what is a tradition? I said, whatever, I know Vaishnava tradition, which has been taught.
Not a tradition, he does not know. Krishna said?
Yes.
Mahamekam, this is tradition.
What?
What is your understanding? Why you are so full respect? Yet Krishna says, I'm not making the tradition. The tradition is here. Even parampara pratamimuraj said, this is tradition. Mandavasati Guru, everything is there. Tradition is there.
That is what I've been telling to so many people, that there can be no compromise. You can't compromise with tradition and what has been ordered.
You can't compromise. You can't make material things and spiritual aspects. There is no compromise. If you make compromise, it's spoiled. The Indian culture is lost because they wanted to make compromise. Yes. Now this Vivekananda and company, they are preaching Jatamat Tatopat. You know that? You manufacture your way and then your supplies. Let's see. Krishna says, Ma Mekam, and he has manufactured whatever he manufactured. Jatamat Tatopat. And spoil the whole country. And people take advantage. I have got my own opinion. Well, then take it. Hello? There's no one. So if you actually want to save the world, you'll only mock. What Krishna said, Mami. Bhunam Yanmanavate, Jnanavan Mahavate, Puttate, Bhadhuni Visadhuniti, Samahatma. One who has taken up this philosophy, whatever Bhadhudev said, that's all. Bhadhuni Visadhuniti, Samahatma, that Mahatma. Sudurla, very dear. Sudurla means there. And Sudurla. Bhagavad Sarva. Samaha. And this stage called Bhavanam Janmanam. Not so easy to accept this philosophy, Mahavishnu. It is not for ordinary person. So Mahatma Sudurla. But it is very easy if you accept. You become immediately Samahatma Sudhindra. If you have got intelligence, if Krishna says like this, Vaishalayman Bhatsar, otherwise, then you will not immediately. That's a second step. Simply to agree, that's all. And that if we are so unfortunate, we are not able, we shall persist in our own mode of life. You see? What you can serve others? What means you are born? You are proposing to serve others. What you can do? It is simply imagining. You are yourself starving. What you can do for others? Physician, heal thyself. You have got so many needs you cannot fulfill, and you want to do to others, what you can do? You cannot. If you can do any good to anyone, just inform him, surrender to Krishna. That is the only good you can do. You can do nothing else. What power you have got, you want to do some good to others. In all use that. Concoction. It's not fact. These are very sweet of to good to others. Then ask them, what you have got, what can you do? If a man is dying, typhoid fever, can you do anything? No, I shall bring good physics and good work. Is it that guarantee that we survive? Then what you can do? If he is going to die, what you can do? What help you can do? Is it possible?
Pray.
Huh?
Pray for him.
And pray, that means why not pray for yourself? You are so anxious to pray for others. Pray to God, please send me from this concoction. We cannot do anything. We are helpless. If we can do any service to the humanity, we can simply request him, please be peaceful. Please surrender. It is very easy and that is the only service. Nothing else. You are so tightly bound up by the laws of nature, you cannot do it. So many politicians, so many philosophers, they wanted to do things, but they have done. Many Hitlers came, many Napoleon came, many Gandhi came, but they have done. The world is rotting in the same way. But they fought throughout the whole life to do something good for us. At least in our country. Yeah. What is the result of Sara? That here is a lady, she is hesitating to enter. This is Buddha. If she wants to be happy, she should be banished from this. Everyone is afraid to enter into your country. This independence. When a person is hesitating to enter his own home, that body is dangerous to his own. Everyone likes home sweet home. He cannot enter sweet home.
A great force to come and call him to fire.
You have seen it?
Yes.
But.
Yes.
And the modern civilization is dead.
It's like also
blazing fire of Maya's beauty, and people are coming like an insect. What? This whole city, yeah, going on the street, it is like that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. What? After death, they do not know. And they have made a philosophy, after death everything is finished. So everything is to be finished. Then, before birth, everything was finished. So before birth there was nothing, and after death there will be nothing. So why during this period, manifested period, so much trouble? Before it was nothing, and after it will be nothing. So suppose it is not a fact, from nothing has come so much activities. It is not a fact. But they are saying that it was zero, then all of a sudden by accident the body is received, and it will become zero. between two zeros, the little deviation of time, why so much trouble? Let it become zero. Why so much plan, struggle? Why?
It's foolish.
Then in that case they become foolish. Before zero and after zero, why in the middle for a few years? So much struggle and plan.
Planning like eternal life.
Yes. That they say that we are doing it for our grandsons. If grandson is zero, he is going to be zero. Who is grandson? And who is grandfather? For zeros you are so making so much sense. From logical point of view, how much fool is there? So much competition, so much plan, so many politics, so many intrigues, so many fight, war, and so on, so on. What? What for improvement if it is going to be zero at last? What is a country? It is zero. They are going to be zero. Now what is a country?
They have such small minds. They are thinking that if the country has an existence of 1,000 years, 2,000 years, then it is eternal.
I'm sorry? That is eternal.
They are thinking like that.
They are changing the meaning of words.
Yes, they do that.
Maybe.
Because they're not interested in discovering what is the truth. They're interested only in profit. What they understand is profit.
Sunnavadi. Mura. The ass. You have seen the ass. You know it? He does not know why he wants to know. Level it there. Mura. He has no problems. He is thinking that get a morsel of grass and walk on it. This is asking him. Before he loaded, it was zero. Unloaded, it was zero. In the middle, he is carrying unnecessary load. And it is little grass. This is it.
Muranadi Janati Mahavibha Paramatmam. Tidhi Gunani Vibhava. To my education, to my inquiry. Exactly like they ask. I cannot inquire why I am Guru.
All of their intelligence is directed towards reaching this jira.
Yes. Whole theory is jira. Shunnavam. Everyone. Big man. They are calculated. After death, everything is finished. Therefore, enjoy whatever is possible during life. Never mind the so-called sinful, pious or bogus. Enjoy. Enjoy also, that is also a fictitious. Only working like an ass, and that thing is enjoy. Is that life, the congested street, or there is every moment danger of accident? Is that life? But that thing is improvement. Very important. Everyone is talking. And when he eats the chapati, little tea, one piece of biscuit, a little meat, and he has no time even to speak, even to eat, he is eating on the business table. He cannot go home, cannot go. So busy. The brain is being taxed. How to solve this, how to solve this, this problem, that problem, this account, that account. And if you chant peacefully, they will come and attack you. You are doing nothing. When I see the big city, busy cities, I think of that comparison. The small insect falling in the fire, part, part.
The moth.
Hmm?
The moth.
Moth.
The insect. He has wings and he goes to the fire.
Yeah.
So, Srila Prabhupada, why should our devotees live like that too? That is the...
Devotees should not live like that. But the atmosphere is such that without doing that you cannot live.
I am conditioned to live like that. And my service is like that.
Not everyone.
I don't see my family. I don't have time to eat prasadam. If I was a karmi, I would be doing the same thing.
No,
You are doing for Krishna. Because if you do not do that, then you don't get your bread also. And that is not advice. You have to work for your bread. So Krishna has given you that. Do it. And do it for Krishna. We are speaking of the general situation. General situation is that bad. Everyone is put into this condition. That's why we are traveling. We are traveling on plane. It is dangerous, everyone knows. So you have to think. When I was in Vrindavan alone, he had seen my room, it is Radha-Ravana. That's all. I was writing book. But since I have taken the teaching work all over the world, I have to use everything that I have to do because I am preaching. Arjuna, he recognized devotee, Krishna said, Bhaktoji. He could sit down underneath the tree and chant Hare Krishna. Why is he fighting? He is fighting. So, devotee's activities, although it appears to be like the ordinary karma, it is not. It is not. Arjuna, why he is fighting, he is bhakta. He is doing bhakta.
I always had a question about how does one understand what is one's duty for Krishna?
That is from, you have to understand from your spiritual mouth.
Yes.
Jasya prasada bhagavata. You are not direct in touch with Krishna. You are direct in touch with Krishna's intelligence. So whatever he says, try to please.
Yes. That can be experienced also. We each have our own idea, but when I know for myself, when there's some little insignificant sacrifice made, please, through divine grace, then there's the result.
Yeah, our business is this, that people are suffering for want of knowledge. In Krishna consciousness, as far as possible, try to enlighten them. This is it.
So the principle of our business is based on Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Yes.
Compassion, distribution of compassion.
Yes.
And
Lord Chaitanya says, Amarabhai Guru Hariya, Parahariya. Wherever you are, to deliver them, you become Guru of Jarela Kutare Paha Krishna. Simply try to convince him about Krishna's insights. For that purpose, whatever arrangement you have to make, you have to make. The purpose is only how to convince him about Krishna's insights.
And whatever our activity as devotees, if we forget that point, we are missing the point.
Yes, that he should not miss.
That is the main point.
That is the main
point. Distribution of Krishna's and your mercy.
You look better.
Yes, he looks like a beautiful child now.
Feeling all right?
Sure.
That's nice.
When you say it's all right, it's all right. When you say it's all right, it's all right.
Yes, the devotee says all right. Parruchi khana. Parruchi pahanna. You understand Hindi?
No.
Aapruchi khana, parruchi pahanna. I think it is Urdu. Aapruchi khana. When we shall eat, it must be to my taste. Aapruchi khana. Khana, I think you understand. This is Urdu. Eatable should be to my taste, and dress should be to other taste. Khana panna, two things, eating and dressing. So eating should be to my taste, and dressing should be to others' taste. That's why the hippies were not liked by the public, because they are not dressing to the other taste. They are dressing to their own taste. They are not liked. So when you have to dress, you have to dress to other taste, how the public like. And when you have to eat, you have to eat it to your taste. Is it like?
Yes.
If I give you something eatable and you don't like it, if I say I like it, that can't be, because I like it, you will also like it. But if you dress to my liking, when you come to me, yes, coming, where from, coming here, welcome. And if you dress like hippie, I don't like it, then you will not be welcome.
So, Srila Prabhupada, you can also tell us a little bit about the philosophy of being clean shaven and dressed like devotee?
Yes, we Vaishnav like it.
Vaishnav like it.
Vaishnav, community.
And Krishna likes.
Huh?
Krishna likes.
Yeah.
One should eat for oneself and dress for others. That was you said. One should dress for others and eat for one.
Dress to the taste of others, and eat to the taste of yourself. I cannot eat if someone gives me eggs, meat to eat, and I refuse it. He may say, oh, it is so nice preparation, I like it, I may study it. So I am not obliged to take things to your test. I must take Sunday, Rasgulla, like that. Ahari babahari to tattalajya sadhava. When you eat, you should not be shy that people do not like this. Why shall I eat? No. You eat to your taste. Don't be shy.
Green watermelon, green melon, or watermelon, of course. Anything else?
Little, that's all.